Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
It is Wrestling Observer. And we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Andrew's back, I believe, so far this year, anyway. And Saturdays, and I'm very glad you're here, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat. Neck, beard, and mouth-breathing trolls.
They don't have adrenaline in their soul.
An incredible event. Never before thought possible. Unfolded before the very eyes of the WWE Universe this week. Angel and Humberto Garcia actually won a match. Yes. Well, it was against Pretty Deadly, but still. I love the fact that the men's tag team title and the women's title are doing the exact same story. Love it. Also on SmackDown, Tiffany Stratton seems like the most cheered heel we've seen since Jacob Fatu. Bayley is the number one contender for her title, so I still don't understand what's going on. She babyface, a heel? I don't know. Nakamura DQ'd in his second match of his two-month U.S. title reign. Amazing. He's a veritable Ric Flair of this millennium. And the show ended, surprise, with a Cody Kevin Owens brawl again. 3 hours. But the real atrocity, in my opinion, was Raw on Netflix. My God, the best show about corporate synergy I've ever seen. And you know what? I have come to the conclusion that for the past several months, I have been entirely too nice to WWE. I'll explain, plus talk about the Battle of Jim Valley tonight in San Jose. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley. I want to do a shout out in the chat to Dragon John. You know, this show, when I wake up in the morning, it's a race. Look everything up, write everything down, structure everything, you know, in a few hours. And so, you know, sometimes you miss things. And so he brought to my attention that there's a new national heavyweight champion in Noah this morning. Saturday at a sold-out show in Cork and Hall, which you love to hear. You love to hear when a promotion other than New Japan does well at Cork and Hall. You know, I mean, it's 1,600 people, but still, that's a good sign. Anyway, need to mention that Tetsuya Endo is the new GHC National Heavyweight Champion, beating Manabu Soya, who's held the title since like last fall sometime, so 4 or 5 months, something like that. Anyway, I guess I wasn't a real, I hadn't made aware that, you know, Endo comes from DDT, and he's pulling back on DDT and doing stuff with Noah. So apparently he's turned heel, and he's now part of Team 2010. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dragon John. I appreciate that. Also happening today, San Jose Civic Center. It's the Battle in the Valley. I should get a cut of that, by the way. Anyway, it's the best show that three quarters to half a house is going to see. These Battle in the Valley shows are always good. And then the ticket sales are rarely very strong, and it's too bad, because again, you're guaranteed to see at least one excellent match. Don't know which one it's going to be, but you will see at least one excellent match, and none of them are going to be bad. I don't know. Sometimes I don't understand wrestling fans, but whatever. On the card tonight, IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship, which I think might be the main event. El Desperado versus Ishimori. Never Openweight Championship. Takeshita versus Kushida. That will not be a title change. Oh, sorry. Spoiler. TV Championship. El Fantasmo versus Jeff Cobb. so happy for El Fantasmo. That's a guy who's been so good for so long. That guy's been wrestling like over 20 years, but you wouldn't know it by looking at him. Anyway, came back from cancer. One of the best stories of this and last year. Strong Openweight Championship, Gabe Kidd versus Ishii. Again, going to be a great match. Gabe Kidd had a tremendous performance against Kenny Omega at Wrestle Dynasty. And obviously, New Japan has a lot of faith in him, and with good reason. Strong Openweight Tag Team Champions, the West Coast Wrecking Crew, Royce Isaacs and Jarrell Nelson, two great guys, tremendous athletes. They cage con the newly reformed Roppongi Revice, Rocky Romero, and Yo. That, of course, is going to be good. Also on the show, Sumi Sakai's retirement match. A weird match. But these must all be her buddies, is my guess. So you got Sumi, Evil and Sho versus Takahashi, Mayu Iwatani, and Yuka Sakazaki. Zack Sabre Jr. takes on Hechicero. Do you remember when Hechicero blew everybody's mind when he came out of nowhere and wrestled Bryan Danielson last year? And then he disappeared? Did absolutely nothing after that. That was a good week. I enjoyed that week. That guy should be a big star. I love Hechicero. Elimination Tag. The up-and-coming Viva Van. She's a nice young woman. I don't know if she wants me to say that. She's a nice young woman, good head on her shoulders, and she's very driven. A lot of respect for Viva Van. Hanako and Maika and Mina, Shirakawa, takes on Johnny Robbie, who I'm not familiar with, Trisha Dora, Anna Jay, and Izumi. Kickoff match, Fred Rosser and Matt Vandegrift take on TMDK of Shane Haste and Bad Dude Tito. And the kickoff match, a strong survivor, Zane J, defending his strong survivor spot against Viento. Look, like I said, if you can find a better card you can see in front of a three-quarter filled house, I dare you. Why don't people go see these shows? Oh, it is. Someone says it is sold out. I hope so. It should be. God. Anyway, you can see it on New Japan World. So, buckle up, kids. One second. I need to take a drink of water. Oh, someone in the chat says Zack Sabre Jr. and Hechicero should be excellent. I think it's a rubber match. I think, actually, they're not one for one. Zack is up 2-1. I believe. But, yeah. But either way, I just remember Hechicero was like the flavor of the month that week after he wrestled Bryan Danielson. Everybody was like, who is that guy? Oh my gosh, that guy's amazing. For a brief moment, we all forgot Beast Mortos. That's how good Hechicero was in that match. But I don't know. I hope he comes back. I want more Hechicero in prime spots. I just think he's amazing. Somebody says Hechicero needed more TV time in AEW, like he gets in CMLL. It's a shame. Hopefully he gets signed by AEW or WWE. WWE? You shut your mouth. Signed by WWE. We're still going to keep our fingers crossed for Penta. Of course, Los Garza beat Pretty Deadly, so Mexicans are having a great week in WWE. I don't know if you could see that, but I just did a huge eye roll. Just for people listening on the podcast, I just wanted to be clear about that. So kids, I don't know if you know this, but for the past, I don't know how long it's been, since whenever the Janelle Grant lawsuit came out, on my old Twitter, which I got rid of, I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm only on Blue Sky. So anybody on Twitter, unless I tell you here, anybody on Twitter says they're me, they're not. I'm only on Blue Sky now. And it's nice. No one accuses me of awful things. It's awful, awful anyway. Not real things, but you know how people are. They say disgusting things because they just do. Anyway, ever since then, I hear from people, oh, Jim, you hate WWE. Why don't you like, you've changed, Jim. Used to be so positive. Then I always ask these people, well, what happened? And you know what? They never respond because they know what happened. And even though they're the ones that want to defend Vince McMahon in their minds, I'm the bad guy. Yes. I'm the one who said, hey, you know, guys, maybe sexual assault, allegedly, maybe alleged rape, maybe decades of documented abhorrent behavior. Maybe that's bad. My God. Shocking. Stunning. But apparently, I'm the bad guy because I'm interfering in their enjoyment of fake fighting. Anyway, I've got a lot to unpack. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I would be remiss. It's Jim Valley, by the way. Wrestling Observer Live. You know that. Anyway, I'd be remiss without mentioning the passing of former world-class heavyweight champion, former national heavyweight champion in the NWA for Crockett, Black Bart, Rick Harris. Started as a enhancement talent around 1980, 81. I saw a lot of his career. He was also a partner of Ron Bass in Florida and Mid-Atlantic. Good wrestler. Big guy. And he also, he's one of those guys who started as an enhancement talent on television. And everyone saw him. And while he did break out of the role, he never went that high up the card on a regular basis. And I think a lot of it had to do with, for example, Ray Traylor, enhancement talent. They repackaged him completely. People didn't recognize him. And he was able to be Big Bubba Rogers and move to a different level on the card. Johnny B. Badd, Mark Merrow, wrestled on TV. They changed his look. He was able to move up the card. And Rick Harris, while they changed his name, he always kind of had the same cowboy gimmick, even when he was Rick Harris, Hangman, Rick Harris, and other things. And I think that sort of affected his upward mobility. But by all accounts, very beloved man, by all accounts, good wrestler, decent guy. And, some good shoot interview stuff. I know there's some shoot interviews with him, and he's pretty blunt about stuff. I'm not sure how accurate some of it is, but there's some truth there as well. So very sorry we lost Black Bart to, I believe, cancer at the age of 76. So, yeah. He did get the Cauliflower Alley Award. I have the same award. Where is it? Where's my Courage Award? Hang on. Okay, I literally don't know where it went. It must have fallen off the wall. He was literally like right there, right? Okay, I don't know what happened to it. Anyway, I got the same award. Anyway, sorry. I didn't know it. Okay, focus. Vince McMahon, as someone mentioned in the chat, on his X account, announced that the charges against him have been dismissed, making it vague and making a lot of people jump to the conclusion that Vince was talking about the Janelle Grant lawsuit. Now, of course, it's related, but what he's talking about was the Security Exchange Commission, the SEC, fining him $1.5 million for lying on the WWE corporate books. Now, granted, what he didn't include the money, the company money, that he used to pay off some alleged sexual assault victims. Now, granted, someone in the chat says, Vinnie Mac is lucky. Someone in the chat also asks, who is Black Bart? He was in the WWF in the very early 90s, like 90 to 91. And he was primarily an enhancement guy. And Dave Meltzer even said that he made more money in WWF than he did in Crockett. Anyway, getting back to Vince. You know, as far as Janelle Grant goes, we're waiting to see if the Janelle Grant case is going forward. And this week, Conrad Thompson mentioned that Vince is moving forward, putting together a staff and other aspects of his next business venture that he wants to begin. So, I think it's obvious and fair to say that Vince thinks, whatever the outcome, things are going to go his way in the Janelle Grant lawsuit. And unfortunately, he's probably right. Someone in the chat says, Vinnie Mac is lucky. Yes. Yes, he is. If you remember, you probably do, I was very passionate and upset about the decades of abhorrent behavior by Vince McMahon. And look, I knew about some of it. And when I heard about it in the early 90s, you know, I was like 20. So I, you know, it's a he said, she said. I thought it was possible, but I didn't know for sure. And unfortunately, and I regret it, I gave Vince the benefit of the doubt. I was young. I was naive. I was foolish. Could even say stupid. So when this Janelle Grant lawsuit came out and I read it, I had anger and I also had guilt for letting Vince slide. And to this day, I get messages on social media primarily from weirdos on X. That's why I dropped. One of the reasons I dropped. People say, oh, I'm biased against WWE. And I always ask these people, well, can you tell me why? They know why. They never respond. They never answer that question. Matter of fact, pretty much everybody who I used to talk to, who worked in WWE, who work in WWE, they don't talk to me any longer. That's true. And that's fine. I get it. It's where their bread is buttered. You know, or maybe they hate me. Maybe they're mad at me. Either way, I understand what their perspective could be. But look, I'm not going to lie or ignore something as egregious as what's in the Janelle Grant lawsuit. A lot of people have in the wrestling media. Matter of fact, most people have. Even women who cover wrestling. The hell is wrong with people? From what I can see, I'm one of like five people who came out very strongly against Vince and his alleged actions. We're talking me, BJ Bethel, John Pollock, Wei Ting, and Brandon Thurston. And we know what happened to post-wrestling at those press conferences. Suddenly, they couldn't get in. But nobody came out stronger and harder against Vince's decades of documented misbehavior than me. Matter of fact, it was so strong, even Dave said I was too strong, in my opinion. Whatever. So, Jim, you might be thinking, what does this have to do with being too nice to WWE? That stuff's not nice. Well, allow me to explain. As you look back on the, oh, Vince would be just fine if I spoke up. Someone in the chat saying, Vince would be fire you if you spoke up. Yes, Vince would fire people. That's true. Look, I understand. I totally understand. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at those people. It's maybe someday we'll talk again. Maybe we won't. I don't care. I'd rather be honest and tell you my true feelings than and lose. I don't even know what they are. They're not friends, associates. I don't know what you want to call them. Anyway, as you look back, the past several months, WWE's big events, PLEs, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Crown Jewel, even Saturday night's main event. WWE has built up these shows, set up the shows, and intentionally led fans to believe something monumental is going to happen. It's a powder keg, and the spark is this show. And what happened on each of these shows? Nothing. The matches are mostly average. There's no big angles or storyline developments. And look, not a big deal. But because I've been so negative about Vince, I try to be positive about things on WWE TV, the product. Where I could go back and listen. You know, whenever those people message me, "You hate WWE," I always say the same thing. I'm very critical of management and Vince and what certain people in power knew and when they knew it and what they did. But by and large, I am very positive about talent and their abilities. The people in the ring, the WWE superstars. And each show, I have always said, and it pisses me off, I said this off, expect some developments. And instead, WWE moved along at its glacier pace. And fans are blinded by the big venues, the production values, and celebs in the crowd. Which brings us to Raw on Netflix. Talk about that and more. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I thought Raw looked like an Amway meeting. You want Undertaker around? I don't know that he can wrestle. I mean, he can drive in and do stuff, but I don't think he can wrestle. Anyway. Don't forget, is it Lululemon? Where are those leggings? Anyway, who knows? I'm here. Are we going? What are we doing? I'm just quiet. Are we started? Are we talking on the air right now? I don't know. It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. Whatever. I don't know what's going on. No different from any week. Anyway, WWE, this past 6 months or so, each week I say, oh, big PLE coming up, or Saturday Night's Main Event, it's going to be huge, expect some developments, and it's dead. Nothing. Same glacial pace, and fans are just blinded by the big venues, the tremendous production values, maybe some celebs in the crowd. Look, I was wrong. I was too nice. It's not a big deal. But that ends now. Because WWE has proved me wrong each and every time. Look at the reaction from the Vancouver, BC crowd for Survivor Series. I'm very excited at first. Then they realized, oh, this is just a show. That women's match, huh? And look, there were even some people on social who made a big deal of Roman and Punk standing next to each other in a cage. Oh my God, look at that. That's how desperate they were. That something monumental happened. They were booking things in their own mind. What looked like two guys waiting in an elevator was apparently the modern day equivalent of the mega powers. Exploding. That's what we have now. It's what I call the Walmart effect. In the 90s, Walmart was held up as this model of capitalism, efficiency. And today, it's the worst shopping experience ever. Long lines, no cashiers, messy stores. But people still go because they've been conditioned to believe they're getting the cheapest prices. Spoiler, they're not. But they take it. When I was a kid, sure, we had department stores. They were flashing. You love to see that kind of flash and glitz as a kid. Now that I'm older, I miss the grittier mom and pop stores. And the salaries, the family wages they provided. Which brings us back to Raw's debut on Netflix. The Netflix era, in case you didn't hear that. And look, it was a beautiful show. the arena, the fans, the celebrities, the graphics, the curtain, the artwork. But the star of the show wasn't Rock, Roman, Taker, Cody. No. The star was Netflix and his executives. It was like a megachurch revival or Scientology crowd or Amway. Expected Tom Cruise to show up and salute a picture of L. Ron Hubbard. And a lot of fans, many of whom claim to be old school. They posted how much they loved the open, and the show had an old school feel. What? Excuse me? Flashy it was. Good or old school, it was not. 4 matches in 3 hours. And the first match happened over 40 minutes into the show. A lot of people, Rock and gonna make his WrestleMania. And now Rock is a good guy. And look, I understand why. All those millions of people watching for the first time. It's going to be the biggest audience. And the Netflix crowd's there. And the celebrities are there. Rock, in that level, has to be a babyface. Obviously, wrestling fans are like, the hell? But there, you know, Rock, the guy in his contract who says he can't lose a fight on screen, he needed to be a babyface. And I understand that. I also understand number of matches should increase as we go on. But it really says something about WWE philosophy and its fan base that wrestling is the fourth most important thing on a wrestling program, behind corporate synergy, celebrities, stars from 30 years ago, and production values. Now look, I've been told by very smart people how Netflix is going to lead a new golden age of wrestling. Well, golden age of WWE, because WWE says it's not wrestling. But yes, in the past, new technology has reached new fans. Wrestling went national when television went national in the 50s. Wrestling went national again when cable TV blossomed in the early 80s. Couple of things, though. Netflix and streaming, it's not new. And look, I understand. Contracts kept WWE from streaming its flagship shows. But streaming is not new. The second, media is so fragmented now. 14 million people watching football is a huge audience. It's one of the reasons that people today who weren't alive back in 88 are impressed by 30 million fans for the main event. It sounds massive, except in 1988, the main event didn't even win its time slot. When you rank the shows of the week, it was in the low 30s for the ratings, a different time. And now, it's a different time. According to this week's Observer, Raw was number one on Netflix for the Tuesday listings in the U.S. among TV shows, which does not include movies. It was number four on Wednesday in the U.S. and eight on Thursday. In the U.K. on Thursday, Raw was six, NXT was ninth. Netflix claimed 4.9 million homes, not in the U.S., but worldwide. And that number based on two-day viewing, not same-day viewing. For comparison, according to Dave, the Mr. McMahon documentary did the exact same, 4.9 million homes. I'll tell you what, for me, maybe you've had fans, new fans, ask you about Raw. I've had zero. And I've had a number of people reach out and ask about the McMahon documentary. But here's the thing. WWE is a known commodity. For 40 years now, it's been the brand name in United States and worldwide pro wrestling. If there's anyone who doesn't know of WWE, they live in a cave somewhere. Or maybe Toni Storm, because she has amnesia. But look, everywhere you look, there's WWE. TV, Netflix, Peacock, toy aisles, video games, clothes, book bags, anything they've slapped a WWE logo on. And that's good. But also, a lot of people, music as well, someone says, a lot of people have made up their minds about WWE. You've heard it. It's phony. Vince is sleazy. John Cena sold out to China, the country, not the wrestler. If a person wants to check out WWE, they already can. You know, I was watching on YouTube John Campia. He covers a lot of the movie and entertainment industry. You watch him on YouTube. And he watched Raw on Netflix. Said it looked great. Watched wrestling as a kid, but said he's probably not going to watch again. I imagine that number, that is what we're dealing with. Lots of curiosity. WWE Raw will slide down to its natural level. And in my opinion, 4.9 households worldwide. It's not that impressive. We're not talking Squid Game numbers. But what did John and his crew mostly talk about? What everybody else did. Hulk Hogan. The arena booing Hulk Hogan was the story coming out of Raw on Netflix. More than Rock, John Cena, Roman, Cody, Punk, everyone else combined. What a stupid decision to bring out Hulk Hogan. Who's been booed since that WrestleMania in Tampa. Was that 37? Whatever one it was. And I feel bad. Raw on Netflix is a good thing. You want to be on a modern platform. And look, it will do about what it always does. Remember, on Fox, oh, network TV, it's going to reach a new audience. It never reached 5 million, which was the goal. The first show was like 4.something million people. And then it slid down and down and down. Raw will do what it always does. Will Netflix be happy with the performance for what it paid? Don't know. Time will tell. But regardless, WWE will always find a home. It will always be fine. It will sell out arenas. It is a marketing juggernaut. But it is not. It is not transformative. Everybody knows WWE. It's like late stage wrestling. Yes, new kids will watch it, but new kids will also fall away as boys and females discover the opposite sex or go to college or something like that. That's what always happens. Now, how many people you spoke to? Oh, I watched that shit. Watch that stuff when I was a kid. Then they don't. By the way, do you remember a few weeks ago, Kevin Owens took out Randy Orton, put him out of wrestling, the very sloppy pile driver. All those old school fans, right? What about the superplex? Talk about next. Jim Ballard, Wrestling Observer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? Hey,
We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. You remember a few weeks ago, Kevin Owens took out Randy Orton with a pile driver. Sloppy pile driver, but still. Fans were rejoicing. It's like Memphis with Jerry Lawler all over again. That's realistic. Unlike that AEW, where they give a pile driver on steel steps and the match keeps going. Never mind that WWE built itself nationally with Hulk Hogan matches that ended with Hulk kicking out after his opponent hit their finish every single time. Now suddenly, WWE is this bastion of realism, the guardian of old school wrestling. Okay, whatever. Did you see Punk versus Seth on Monday? Now correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Seth hit a superplex on Punk? You know, a suplex off the top rope. Punk deadly kicked out. He got up and immediately put Seth in the GTS. Not once, but twice. And Seth kicked out of the GTS once. Did those people say anything? Let me do the Hulk Hogan here. Because I don't hear... I'm going to do it again today, aren't I? I don't hear anything. After all, the superplex was the finish of Cowboy Bob Orton, Randy's dad, and Barry Windham. It used to finish matches. Did anyone complain? Of course not. Because it was never about realism or old school. It was about crapping on AEW, like their heroes on their podcast do. God, it gets tiresome. Just gets tiresome. By the way, look, nothing against WWE or AEW. People are probably saying, oh, but AEW doesn't do WWE numbers. No, it doesn't. But it's doing better than WCW did pre-NWO. Wrestling is wrestling, and wrestling's going to do what wrestling is going to do. All right? So everybody, chill out. Fund me on Blue Sky, Jim Valley. Talk to you next week. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.